Let's go now to Blanca in Indiana. Hi, Blanca.
Hello, Patrick. Good morning. I'm very, I'm going to say confused. Right now, I'm in the process of getting divorced. And my question is, can I still receive the Eucharist being in the process of filing for divorce, or it's after the divorce when everything's final that I can stop?
You can, but I'd like to ask you a couple questions if you don't mind, okay?
Sure.
Okay. So who's seeking the divorce? Is it, are you leaving the marriage or is your husband leaving the marriage?
Well, it's kind of crazy the way it happened. We have been married for almost 30 years. This July would be 30 years. But this past year, it had been just crazy, I guess, for everyone with what we're going through. But it just made it worse to the point that we were sleeping in different rooms. So I'm going to say I did it, but not with the intention that I thought that I was going to get the answer that he gave me. I asked him, if you're not happy with me, then we should just get divorced. And he right there agreed. And I went and I got the papers, but right now I haven't filed because I'm still having hope. I still love him, but his answer is that he doesn't love me anymore and that he's talking to this girl, which is his high school crush. And I left to Mexico for a month and I told him, just think about it if this is what you really want. Mm-hmm. And I did. I left and he just called me and said he just doesn't love me.
All right. Let's start there, okay? Were you married in the church? I assume both of you are Catholic, right? And you were married in the church nearly 30 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember, cast your mind back to that day. And do you remember when you were standing there at the altar and the priest who was officiating, he asked you certain questions and you and your husband both publicly promised to stay with each other in sickness and in health, for better or for worse, till death do us part. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, clearly. That is a solemn promise that you made to God. Think about this, Blanca. That's a solemn promise. That's a vow that you made to God, and you made it to your husband, and he made it to God, and he made it to you. So before God and all his angels and all the saints in heaven and the entire church, you promised that you would not do what you're planning to do.
That's why I guess I feel so guilty because I didn't expect him to agree to getting a divorce. And like I
Fair
said,
enough.
I don't want the divorce.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I don't want it. I'm willing
then
to
don't
stand
do it.
By him.
Then don't file for divorce. And I recognize that things may be really difficult with him right now. I understand that. And he's already got his, he's got his next gig lined up. He's got his childhood sweetheart all lined up. So for you personally, now hopefully this is not going to result in him going down that road, but my advice to you is, Blanca, think about that you made these promises, you made this vow before God. Can you really look God in the face and say, I'm going to break my vow, Lord? I'm going to go back on my promise? Right.
Yes,
okay, so here's my thing. You said that you're in the process of getting a divorce, right? And you're the one who's going to file? Don't file.
Yes.
Just don't file. Tear up the papers.
Okay, and if he does...
Fire the lawyer. Just hear what I'm saying, Blanca, please. Tear up the papers, fire the lawyer, and tell your husband, I love you. I know things are tough. We can get through this. We've been married nearly 30 years now. We can get through this with God's help, and that's what I intend to do. Now,
this is the pain that I have because, okay since last year, that's what I'm saying, that all this roller coaster, he points all the finger at me. He said I turned into God 100% because I pray the rosary every night for, I have so many things on my plate that it's to the point that they're sort of like, okay, I can't argue with that. So
you don't have to.
Like,
you don't have to.
But
my advice is, though, this,
Blanca. That I'm the one that changed because I'm so much into church. I try to do my best as a Christian.
That's okay.
And he's
that's
just,
okay.
That's,
Here's what I'm trying to get to, though, okay? You asked me at the very beginning, could you receive the sacraments? Could you go to Holy Communion? And the questions that I asked brought to the surface the fact that you don't really want to have a divorce, but now it's like the barn door is open and the horses have gotten out, and now he's lining up his next girlfriend. I understand all that, and those are all eventualities that will be dealt with in due time. But in the meantime, your question to me was, can you, in essence, be right with God and receive Holy Communion? And so the point here is that if you want to be right with God, don't break your vow. Don't file for divorce. Don't do the very thing that would put you into very serious sin. And yes, of course you can go to communion. But if you take this step and you break your vow, you break your promise to God and to your husband, then, you know, you're walking away from your marriage. And that's not being right with God. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Yeah, that's all. But that's what I'm trying to get you to see.
Okay, but then again, if he files for it?
Well, if he files for it, then you're the abandoned party. And that would be a tragedy. I recommended yesterday, I'm not sure if you heard the program, but I recommended RetroVi, which is an organization that specializes in helping couples who are on the brink of divorce. They're on the brink of parting company because they can't stand each other anymore. And this organization has saved countless marriages just like yours. Write this down, please, if you have a pen handy. Please write down helpourmarriage.org.
Helpourmarriage.org.
Right. Helpourmarriage.org. Now, my advice would be when we hang up, call them and just say, it's going south. And if you can get your husband to go on a weekend with you, say, honey, before we dynamite this whole thing, this 30 years worth of togetherness, can we please just go on a weekend and kind of sort things out and pray that he'll say yes. And if he does, then go on a weekend. They have them all over the country. And this organization, if anybody can help you put this back together again, this group can do that. And they have miracle stories of marriages that were all but completely destroyed and they were restored and the couples are happy again. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. You're a blessing.
Well, thank God, right? Fight for your marriage. Fight for it. Don't just go along. Don't just sit back and let it implode. Fight for it. And ask God to help you fight for it. And ask your guardian angel to help you fight for it. And ask your husband's guardian angel to help you fight for it. Fight for it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I pray that this will work out well. God bless you.